Yeah, but I don't know, like
both
a zebra.
Very important word there.
Isn't
they're
a zebra
dogs.
Not connected to horses?
A zebra is not a dog.
Right. No. That's the name of this podcast.
Yeah, that's a zebra. Really, zebra what we're trying to figure dog. Out. We should do a side podcast that what isn't a dog, and all we do is go back and forth and talk about
it. I want to do one on things you shouldn't step on.
Hey.
Good to see you again.
Welcome back. Happy to be here.
You're the one that travels.
Jeez. Yeah. Three and a half months straight.
Yeah.
Not including weekends.
Coolest place?
Barbados? Well, I mean, probably.
In America, I guess.
Yeah. I really like Seattle.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
too.
Seattle's really cool.
You don't mind getting spit on all day?
Yeah.
That rain.
Well,
just enough to annoy you, but
I was very fortunate.
Get used to it.
That the first couple times that I was there, I went there like four times this year, and the first couple times I was there, there was no bad weather at all.
Oh.
Like, no rain, no clouds.
What?
And I was like, and the people that I was even with that lived there, they were like, we don't know what's happening here. And it was phenomenal.
They say living in Seattle is like dating the most beautiful woman who only comes out once or twice a year.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
But it's amazing.
I've never seen it beautiful. I've seen it rainy, and I like it.
But. Well, I like it when you can...
Did you go on the tour, the underground tour?
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
I didn't
Next
really
time you're in Seattle,
much.
Do it.
The underground tour?
Yeah, the underground tour. It's a... So Seattle was sinking, and so the windows are actually the doors now, but there's a whole underground passageways and stuff, and it was used during World War II.
What?
Yeah. So it's really cool. Like, I did not know that.
But it's an amazing place. It's very it's very spread apart. Like, it's very wide, which is kind of a bummer, right? Like, you're not exactly on the ocean.
Right.
But it's... really pretty, and I can understand
and friendly people.
I can understand why people want to live there. Mm-hmm. It's just I could never afford to live there.
No,
but it's nice to come back.
Well,
here and
maybe
like
you
that.
Can in a few years because everyone seems to be leaving the tech sector. And people are just kind of scattering now.
Yeah.
So,
but then I won't want to go there.
That's right. Because there won't be anything cool. To
yeah,
do.
Exactly. Except look at the really cool mountain.
So you had a joke or something?
I did. Thought it'd be a fun way to start it off. Oh, now it's asking me to subscribe to something.
I hate that.
Why did the Clydesdale give the pony a glass of water?
Pony glass of water. Because it was thirsty?
Because he was a little horse.
Okay.
Because
ponies
are smaller than normal horses.
They're not horses, though, but...
Well, they are, though.
No.
I mean, they're a part of the horse
are they?
Family.
I don't know.
I would think so.
We do have a vet tech we can consult here
it feels
about
like,
that.
It
yeah,
feels
somebody
like
Google it.
Or we could just live in mystery.
Okay.
And then
Noelle, what is it?
Someone could tell us.
They are in the horse family.
Ah,
okay.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
They're like different breeds. If that makes sense.
Yes.
But they're in
so
the
like
horse.
Dogs, like a little dog and a big dog.
Right.
Yeah, like but a
all dogs.
Dane and a
I got it.
Are two very different dogs.
But no,
same, still the same.
Yeah, but I don't know, like
both
a zebra.
Very important word there.
Isn't
they're
a zebra
dogs.
Not connected to horses?
A
right?
Zebra is not a dog.
Right. No. That's the name of this podcast.
Yeah, that's a zebra. Really,
zebra
what we're trying to figure
dog.
Out. We should do a side podcast that what isn't a dog, and all we do is go back and forth and talk about
it. I want to do one on things you shouldn't step on.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Dog
like Legos, dog poop.
Dog.
There's so many things you shouldn't step on.
Yeah.
It would be very helpful for people. I have a bad joke.
Yeah, sure.
It's really bad, but I wrote it. So did you hear about the dyslexic devil worshippers? They sold their soul to Santa.
Have you seen the video? Have
no.
you guys seen the video?
There's a video on that?
There's a video of a guy that I sent it. I thought I put it in the group chat, but maybe not.
You sent it to me.
It's okay.
It to me too, yeah.
What?
I just sent it to all of them, but I didn't send it to you, I guess. I thought I put it in the chat. I don't know how to do that stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a guy and he's like, our Santa's like a real problem. Like it's causing a problem at a mall and a guy shows
oh,
up.
Oh, I saw that.
And it's like when
I
a dyslexic
that.
Person orders a
it's
Santa.
It's after I wrote this joke.
Oh.
I was like...
Yeah, and we've received some complaints. Apparently your Santa's been upsetting people.
Ah, yeah. He's just down this way, just by the FCK.
Did you mean the KFC?
Oh, sorry, just a little bit dyslexic, yeah. I had to call this guy in last minute. And the problem now is he doesn't seem to leave.
Return to your pathetic life. Bring me the next child.
Maybe you sent it to me, and then I send it to them.
Yeah,
maybe. That track.
You know what they say about ideas, though? Like... there's a couple people that have the same idea at the same time. It's very common. Like the phone.
Oh, that's what they
yeah,
say about ideas.
Yeah, ideas are like that. They kind of, I don't know how it works.
Same sort of.
You guys both thought of Satan and Santa. Got it. Got it.
Same thing happened with the theory of relativity. Like, three different people were thinking about it across the world at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of things are like that. Very really
it was
weird.
Very weird really and very weird. Close across the whole world to the same time. So you have been back on the Made by Dyslexia kick, I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been they released a free training software, I guess. I don't know, program.
Yeah.
For companies to be more dyslexic friendly. And so, yeah, it's a series of videos. You can get it done in about an hour. It's called Empowering Dyslexic Thinking. So if you Google it, you'll probably find it better than if you do the LinkedIn. Yeah. Yeah. At Work online class. So it was released in October 2023. And like, it's free. And apparently a lot of companies were wanting this.
Really?
Yeah. They're saying a lot of companies, especially tech companies, are like on purpose looking for dyslexic people.
Do you know how they went about... they being like Made by Dyslexia went about finding that out? Like, yeah. How do they survey for that sort of thing or whatever that mechanism is?
I don't know how they got their research, but in terms of like what companies are looking for,
right.
They probably interviewed a bunch of CEOs or whatever.
Right.
But what they did was they encouraged dyslexic people to like try for jobs and then tell people why that was tough. So like the pretest that you might have to take, like, not dyslexic friendly. So it's like weeding out dyslexic people who would be highly qualified because of their creative thinking skills.
Do you see, I feel like you're just closer to the space than I am. Do you see that companies are still using a lot of the test model to get a job or the interview like questions-based model, if that makes sense? So there'd be like, you go through a process, you take an actual like online test.
Yeah.
I remember my dad being a little bit older had gotten all the way through a job process one time because he was always in different sales jobs and didn't get the job because he didn't pass. Like, he had already gotten offered the job, but then they went back and revoked it because he didn't pass some sort of like test thing.
Wow.
Yeah. So it used to be, I've never experienced it, but I've only went out for,
yeah,
I only had one job since college. So I don't know.
I applied for a job at a big print shop. Mm-hmm. Huge print shop, and they had me do tests. I had to do typing tests. I had to do all these little tests.
Yep.
It was kind of a corporate way of weeding out people.
Right.
And unfortunately, I got the job, but because I typed for 3 years to learn how to type, so I could type fast. Like,
are you seeing students experiencing that? Like, experience when they go for? Or are you
no,
really? Yeah.
No, I haven't. And the ones who would have been at that level to take tests have worked their way up, so they didn't have to. They've already proven themselves. But there's not a lot of dyslexic students that I know.
Really?
Yeah, and I felt like when I was taking this, I felt like I should do more.
Right.
Yeah. So one of the things they said was put it on your email signature, dyslexic thinker.
Oh, neat. I like that a
lot. So I did that right away. It took me forever to figure out how to do that in Outlook.
I was about to say, I'll do that once. Yeah.
And you look, I could say you Google it, but Outlook changed, you know, so it's not the same. So it's like, wow.
I had just figured it out, I feel like.
You have to open an email and go from there.
I had to put my out of office on for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
It took me a really long time because I'm never out of office, so it took me a really long time.
Oh, you do those?
Yeah.
You're one of those people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want
to. You send out a group email and you get like emails back from people out of the office.
No, it just comes up if you go to try to email me. Okay. It comes up and said this person is out of office and may not respond until the next day.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it's not like the automatic response email that drives
me
crazy.
I don't do that.
I hate that.
I don't do that. I'm just like, I'm out of office for one day. Good. I did get a lot of flack though for taking a day off for my birthday, even though we get a floating holiday that's for my birthday or a birthday. They're not all for my birthday. The one I used was for my
birthday. It should all be for your birthday.
All floating holidays should be
on your birthday.
On my birthday.
Yeah.
And no one's
everyone
doing anything.
No one goes to work.
Everybody just everybody just relax. Jacob's out. So that'd be great.
Yeah. So I had a question for you. And, you know, I watch a lot of documentaries and like I follow a lot of chefs because I just like that kind of stuff. And there are some people that I would say, like, I said on our text, they smell dyslexic.
Right. Yes. I love
you know,
it.
Like
no,
this
I
person. Do you get that? Like it's like a Spidey sense, you know? Like when Spider-Man meets the other Spider-Man, they're like, what?
Yeah, when they're both pointing.
Yeah.
Like that meme.
Yeah, the meme.
Yeah, put that up right there.
Yeah, the meme. Do it. Okay.
Yeah. So I definitely see it at work. Like we don't have a lot of people on my team that I think have dyslexia. It's definitely, which is why I'm on it. Like it's definitely a lot of type A. And I think what I bring to the table is like a different way of thinking.
Type B,
obviously.
C,
yeah,
D,
type,
E,
all, yeah, all those other types.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is our organization employs a ton of mechanics.
Oh,
and I think a lot of them mechanics are very dyslexic,
yes.
But they would never know.
They never got tested.
They would never identify as it at all.
Yeah, when they
but
were
I
in middle school,
with them,
they were
yeah.
like, go to shop class, mm-hmm. you know.
But when I talk with them, I'm like, and I see them like, pop, like, and I don't know anything about vehicles, but like they pop up in the hood, they can see the whole engine.
Yeah.
Right? They can't actually see it, but they can see how all the components of the engine work, and
yep.
they just know it if they're a good mechanic. And I totally see dyslexic mm-hmm. in that field. And I think it's incredibly valuable to be dyslexic and to also be in that field, because those are the guys that can really see things from multiple points of view. Because there's the guys that can just get in and start doing it, and the other guys that you see, they got the iPad with the YouTube video and they're trying to walk through each step, as opposed to being more like, take this problem, move
yep.
to this problem, move to this problem. Right?
Yeah, Nate said that was one of our, like one of many of our skills was being a spatial thinker.
Yep.
And seeing, being able to see things from far away.
Yep.
And because I thought like most people are like this, except the frustrating ones, because they're frustrating people to me.
Yeah.
That they get like really caught in the minutia.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no, it's dyslexic people don't get caught in minutia.
My mom described it, actually, they were here today. My mom described it as he can see things from 30,000 feet, but then when you get really close, he can't even read it. And I was like, that's such a great way to put it, because it's literal and non-literal, right? It's kind of like a joke, because it's like you start to get so close, you're so close, you can't even read it, and you definitely can't work in
yeah.
that way.
Yeah.
But if you pull them out,
yeah.
they can see it and interpret it from up there,
yes.
right?
Right.
And yeah, I totally feel that. And I'm curious how the Made by Dyslexia training would be able, like what kind of questions you would ask or testing you would do to be able to pull that out of somebody.
Yeah.
And so like if you're not dyslexic, if I'm dyslexic and I'm interviewing somebody, I'll be able to tell, right? Like you can smell it.
But. Right. But they were saying, and you're doing this and I'm doing this now more, is just being vocal about it.
Yep.
They say, what is it? 3 out of 4 don't say anything.
They're
afraid to tell people they're dyslexic.
Yep.
And so they were like, hey, if you're in any position of power or management and you're dyslexic, tell people you're dyslexic.
Yep.
And so that's why I put it on my email signature.
I'm
going to
do that
thinker,
same thing. I didn't even think about it.
And I tell my class I'm dyslexic,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, these are the things you might notice. Like when I write on the board, I'm going to misspell things. If I'm
yep.
typing something out, you're going to have to help me spell it. And like I said, it's not that I can't spell. I just forget the way you spell it.
Right.
I can spell it millions of ways.
God, that was my favorite thing. That was my favorite quote that you had when I was in college, probably.
Yeah.
Of you telling that to a bunch of people, you're just like,
that's right.
Just don't spell it the way you're expecting.
Creative spellers.
Yeah.
You
know? I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and they were like, hey, if you notice a lot of misspellings on anything, that person's probably dyslexic and they don't know it.
Mm.
I was like, oh, cool. Because we automatically, we think you're sloppy and unintelligent.
Right. And
you don't care.
Now, do you
misspelled a word.
There's people that are just bad spellers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Because I don't. Yeah, because I.
Or that
not,
really don't care.
Right, or
yeah.
that really don't care, or that really are lazy. So
yeah.
that's got to be a challenge,
it
too,
is.
To split. Because that's who we were for the first whatever period of our life, right?
Yeah.
You're just lazy and you don't know.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. There was a good quote. At the end, they were like interviewing some people. This one was this lady's on Shark Tank, and she's like a real estate person in New York.
Barbara?
Millions of dollars. I don't know where
her name is. I think her name is Barbara.
Write it down.
Something. Anyway.
She said... dyslexics are masters at failure because school. So school was so tough, and if you got through it, you know how to take failure and just keep going.
My boss told me the other day that one of my biggest talents, saying it as a joke, but also true, one of my biggest talents is the fact that I've failed
yeah.
a bunch.
Yeah.
And so now I'm really open to feedback. And being open to feedback is huge for your career,
yeah.
right? And being able to take it and not fight or flight.
Yeah.
Being able to take feedback without...
Yeah.
Tensing up your shoulders or going back at somebody and just taking it, breathing and moving is something he even said. He goes, it's because of your dyslexic background, right? And your upbringing of failure after failure
yeah.
after failure after failure in school that you're like, this isn't really that big a deal.
Yeah. It's like, okay, that didn't work. What do I
yeah.
do now? Let me try something different. You
yeah.
know, so we get like that. Richard Branson does that. He's got the Virgin Empire with the airplanes and
yeah.
all that kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
stuff. he's the last interview, and he said that dyslexic people have the imagination, and if they delegate, they're like unstoppable.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I thought about that with TED. So we had trying to get a TED conference at Bellarmine forever, and now we're on our sixth one. So that's exciting. But you, the first day you came in, you're like, okay, Quincy graduated. Let me take this on. I was like, cool. And you're like, we have a team. I need someone with good money skills, organization skills, whatever. We just like went through the list, and you had like six people on the team the next day, kind of. And I was like, that's
dyslexia.
Yeah.
It's like, and I would say it's, I mean, I would say that's one of the biggest skills that we bring to a business field, to a creative field, to a whatever, is understanding what you can't do and then find the people to stand behind you to do the things that you can't do.
Right.
I think that that really sets us apart from other people.
Other thinkers.
Yeah. And it's really cool to see where that goes, if you can really take advantage of what you don't know how to do.
Yes.
Well, that was good.
Bye.
I thought that was good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good seeing you again.
Yeah.
Come by.
I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week, or like in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for another episode of Dyslexics Untied. New episodes every Saturday wherever you get your podcasts. Also, catch us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.